ראוי לאדם להדליק את הנרות בחנוכיה נאה. It's very fitting to get a nice menorah, a beautiful one. כל אדם לפי יכולתו, everyone according to his financial situation. ויש נהגו לאדם לקנות חנוכיה מכסף וזהב. Some people buy a silver one, a gold one. ומי שאין לו חנוכיה יכול להדביק את נרות השבה על משטח ישר ולהדליקם. But if you don't have a חנוכיה, you just buy a wax candle. That's okay. וכן יכול לקח כוסיות ולניח מהם שמן ומפתיל להדליקם. You can just get a little cup and put some oil in that too. That's fine. ובכלים בזויים כדוגמת כלי חרס מפור יחים, אין להדליק את הנרות השולחן ערוך תפריש עין גמל משנה ברורה. The only thing is, don't use disgusting. Anything that, you know, somebody walking by would be like, ich, that's not nice for the mitzvah.
So nothing that smells.
Nothing that smells, nothing that looks like, ich. But if it's, other than that, as long as it's simple and nice, it's fine. And if you want to go above and beyond and get a beautiful thing, Shem will bless you. Gewalt. If you can afford it. Yesh lak b'yidye revach ben aneros. It's important to have a distance between the candles. כדי שכל נר יראה לבדו ויתפרסם הנס, so that each candle can be seen on its own, and the holiday will be, you know, you can see it's the first day of Hanukkah, the second day of Hanukkah. ונוסף לכך, יש לחוש שאם יהיה קרובים מדי, we also have to be concerned that if they're going to be too close to each other, שלהבותם של שני נרות תתאחד, וזה לא יעשה בהם ידי חובה. They're going to kind of come together and you're not going to fulfill your obligation because you're going to have a shalhevet, a torch, and we know you're not yotzei through a shalhevet. You got to be careful that they should have their proper space. Ki yiru kimedurav alokene, it's going to look like medura, not ener. Venero shava mitzarev chashashto, and stuff. Also with wax candles, they have another issue. Shim yu krovim idai, yamisu dedze, leyuchlu lidlokashir chetzi shah. A lot of times when you have these wax candles and they're very close to each other, they'll heat each other up and they'll end up melting very quickly and you're not going to get the 30 minutes in. So especially when you get the, like, you know, the 5 shekel pack of the tiny little candles that you know, a lot of people buy, it's a problem. You're going to end up not getting the 30 minutes in. You get the big ones, it's not such a big deal. But if you get the small ones, you got to be careful that they have their proper space. Okay? That's also mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzad adin, gam im lo iniach adeneret begova shave, v'shure shave, kol zman shaneret mufradim ze mize, v'omed yadam yichol, l'sofram chengenegid imi ha-chanaka, mekaimim be'emet ha-mitzvah. Technically, as long as you've placed the neros, even if they're not in an equal, like, ground, that there's one candle here, one candle there, one's higher, one's lower, as long as you could count the candles, it's fine. כן, אם נניח פתומות מעיגול, כיוון שכל נר עומד לעצמו, כי אם באמת המצווה. Similarly, if you put in a circle, you fulfill the mitzvah. אבל לכתחילה, יש להעמיד את הנרות בשורה שווה. But ideally, you should put it, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 in a straight line, כדי שכל הורים יוכלו לראות את הנרות ביחד. That anyone stopping by can see that it's Hanukkah candles, and you can say it's a fourth night, a third night. ולהבחין במצווה, מה מכוון כנגד הנס. You can say what day of holiday it is. And that's what the Ramah brings down in Tef Reish Ein Aleph. Kedei shelo yavoyim lidei adam l'nes yirish hashem ashto or nerot nagu l'adak ner nosaf l'shamish sheim yitzarchu bota makom l'or yishtamshen l'or shamish. So the custom is that we put on a shamish, an extra candle. That way we won't come to mishtamesh b'or, we won't come to use the light. As I'm reading by my sitter. So if I have a shamish, then I won't come to mishtamesh ba'or. So that's why we have an extra candle. Uvechedesh yesh bo teirat chashmal, apiyadim ein terech b'shamish. If you're in a room with an electric light, you don't need a shamish. Afa b'ken nagu rabim la'adik nerot. Nonetheless, the custom is to use a shamish. Kzei lavlit et hevdel shebein nerot ha-mitvah shasur la'nishtamesh la'adam, l'ner ha-shamish imutor la'nishtamesh ba'oro. Just to remind us not to use the regular candle to get hana'ah from it.
Okay. How are we supposed to use the shamash to light the other candles?
The shamash is there to light the other candles also, because you're not allowed to use one candle to benefit the other candle. Ulam kedei shelo nat'em b'nisar ha-nerot manichim et ha-shamash b'gova shonah u'merchach min ha-nerot kedei shiyah nikar lefa kol ha-ra'im But in order to distinguish, they don't get confused what night of Chanukah it is, we generally put the Shamash in a higher place than the other candles. Mi hem neros and mi hem shamish. You know what's a neros and what's the shamish? And agulanicha gavo yoter. And we generally put it higher. Kedeshim yitzarchu sham laor yinikarshim mishtamchim laorav laor shar neros. That way, if you end up using the light of Hanukkah, you aren't lighting the light of the neros, and you're not lighting the light of the candles. So just to end up, sorry. You should do the ideally you do the shamash first and then you light with the shamash the other candles. No, just that we're talking about shamash. Tomorrow we'll learn about the laws of Shabbat and Chanukah and all that. And just to end off on a hashkafic note, so we were learning last night, our whole shir is talking about why we're not allowed to benefit from the Chanukah candles.
Yeah, why aren't we?
So it's a 30-minute shir and I'll send it to you. But I'll give you the 1-minute version basically. Is that Rosh Hashanah is teaching us that when it comes to mitzvahs and Torah, it's important to remind ourselves that sometimes I don't need it to be practical. I don't need every shir to be a Rosh Hashanah shir that I walk away inspired. I don't need to benefit it. I don't need to always understand how learning this Gemara is going to change my life. Sometimes it's okay to just do the mitzvah, and I don't even understand why it helps me. I'm just okay from the fact that Hashem commanded me to do this mitzvah, and that's it. That's it. I'm happy. I'm looking at the candle. I'm not benefiting from it. I'm not happy about it. I'm just happy that Hashem commanded me to do the mitzvah, and that's it. Nothing else. Simple Jew. That was at least my takeaway of the idea to think about behind why we're not allowed to benefit from it on a Hasidic level. On a halachic level, again, it's to remind us that the miracle of Hanukkah, and if a person would start benefiting from the candle, a person might walk by and say, "Oh, you're just reading because because there's a candle there. You're not. It's not a pure shumei nisa of the miracle of Hanukkah." Sounds good.